So great to be learning together. Sharia Raz highlights from the Daf HaShavua. With your permission, we're just going to focusing on a Gemara and Yevamot on Lamed Gimel that I did not highlight, and it's very, very important to highlight in our generation. Now, in previous generations, this didn't really make much of a difference. But in our generation, once again, with technology, this Gemara is going to be huge, huge. The Gemara says as follows, that if a boy or girl has physical maturity on Shabbat or Yom Tov, that they become, mid-Shabbat, they become chayavim on midorait on a Torah level in mitzvot. You see, a boy or girl, it's not just because they don't become obligated on a doraita level, in mitzvot, just by reaching the age of 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy, there also has to be, you'll forgive me, the two se'arot, the two pubic hairs, in order for them to be chayavim or chayavot in mitzvot. We assume that that's happened by the time they've come 12 or 13. But that's really the shtei se'arot is really what makes the boy or girl chayavim mitzvot. So if that comes in on Shabbat, middle of Shabbat, even though it wasn't present at the beginning of Shabbat, they join Shabbat in the middle of Shabbat. Now there's an interesting machloket in the Rosh in the end of Masechet Moed Katan. It's Paragimel Siman Sarivav. Very interesting machloket between Maharam Mirutenberg and the Rosh. Can you join Avelut in progress? Rachman Litzlan. God forbid. God forbid. A child, pre-bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, loses one of the seven relatives, God forbid. Lo aleinu, rachmana litzlan. And so a katan has no chiyuv in avelut, no obligation in mourning, for a simple reason that the chinuch is to prepare you in the future. We hope the time in the future that they become bar bat mitzvah, that Mashiach will come, Bilam Avet LaNetzach, is Pasuk in Yishayahu, that there won't be death anymore, so there won't be Avelut, so we don't train, there's no Chiyuv Avelut, no need to train a Katan or a Katana in the Mitzvah of Avelut. So they're Peturim from Avelut, it was pre-Bar Mitzvah, but let's say within the Shloshim, they become Bar Mitzvah, so the argument is, can they become chayavim or chayavot in avelut in progress? So argues the Maharam Mirutenberg that you can. Why? Because we have a concept of olo aleinu shmua kirova, that if a man has joined man or woman, actually, sorry, if they hear of one of the seven relatives with the hair of the death within 30 days of the burial, then they do a full avelut. So you see what triggers the beginning of the chiyuv of avelut is the first 30 days. So if you hear of it any time within 30 days, that's what triggers the chiyuv. So argues Marmi Murenberg that therefore, since that's a halakha, therefore you should say the first 30 days triggers a chiyuv, so the katan becomes bar bat mitzvah within the first 30 days of the kivura, it joins the chiyuv avelut in progress. The Rosh disagrees, saying that no, that you don't join the avelut in progress for the simple reason that the chiyuv is at the time of the kfura. That's what triggers the chiyuv. Now, in case of the shumua kerova, the person didn't hear about it. There was a chiyuv, they just didn't hear about it. So it's a very interesting machloket. But all this really is fundamentally irrelevant to Shabbat. Shabbat is what triggers Shabbat. The chiyuv of Shabbat is you can join Shabbat in progress. Machloket, you can join Avelut in progress. But Shabbat, you can definitely join in progress. Now, for generations, it's really had very little nafka minah, because a child anyway is chayav in Shabbat. It's not such a big nafka minah whether chayavim chayavot on a doraita level or a drabanan level. But This comes in a huge nafkamina in modern day technology, and that is because it has become today, pre-corona and post-corona, when there's going to be issues of the crossing the date line. You can join Shabbat in progress. You go to the West on a Friday, you're traveling the West on a Friday, you join Shabbat on the Friday. You fly east on a Sunday. You go back a day when you cross the date line. You're going to cross the date line on Shabbat. Now, I'm sorry, you've crossed the date line. You've gone into Shabbat because you go back a day. So can you join Shabbat in progress? So clear from your Vamot Lamed Gimel that you do. So this is a hugely important point, that this idea of joining, that you can join Shabbat in progress when you cross the date line, all comes down to Yevamot Lamed Gimel. Seems not to have much of application, but there it does. There that actually it has implications even for our time. We used to have not much application, today does. For someone, a huge nafkamina, if you're flying, you cross the date line into Shabbat, and the time that you're on the plane on Shabbat, you actually must observe Shabbat and refrain from doing malacha. Wishing everybody a great day.